This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Staff from the Secretary of State's office is in Mesa County investigating whether there was a security breach with local election equipment. A photo showing the password for voting hardware was posted on social media earlier this year. According to the Secretary of State, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has not responded to a request for proof that no one has compromised the security of the machines. The District Attorney's office is also investigating the incident. Mesa County officials have not commented so far. The Perseid meteor shower and a new moon will make for a spectacular viewing tonight and tomorrow night, but astronomer Doug Duncan of the University of Colorado Boulder says you'll need to get out of the city to see the show.
Any place you can go that's nice and dark, and the darker it is, the more you're going to see.
Taking a trip into the mountains or visiting one of Colorado's dark sky reserves, like the Great Sand Dunes National Park, Dinosaur National Monument, or Jackson Lake State Park, guarantee the most meteor sightings per hour. The federal government has granted Colorado $11 million for emergency repairs to Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. That's 10% of the state's full request for more than $110 million. The federal government is still considering the full request. CDOT says the highway could partially reopen in a few days. This is CPR News and KRCC. Now, you know I love shouting out our wonderful donors. This one goes out to William in Colorado Springs, who donated to Colorado Public Radio and KRCC and left us a comment. William said, "Go, Public Radio, go." Oh, we will. We are. Thanks, William. We appreciate you.